live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to talk about here today. It's a very, very busy weekend. There is the CMLL anniversary show coming up on Friday night, which you can watch as part of the Ring of Honor Honor Club streaming service. We can talk about the lineup for that show here today. Saturday, a UFC from Moscow in the morning. And of course, on Sunday, it is the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. All of the matches for Hell in a Cell, we've got those here today. As well as the Australia show, we've been talking about this for quite a while. Also, a lot of New Japan coming up this weekend, so if you're a fan of pro wrestling, it doesn't matter what you like. If you love WWE, you got Hell in a Cell. If WWE drives you nuts, you got New Japan, CMLL. If you're in the Los Angeles area, Battle of LA is coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about that for a number of reasons here today. And, of course, television. Did you watch the Mae Young Classic? Did you watch NXT? What did you think of both of those shows? I'll be watching both of them coming up here tonight for the Brian and Vinny show. We've also got Impact tonight on Pop TV. Pentagon and Phoenix versus the Cult of Lee. Brian Cage versus Kongo Kong. LAX and OG's latest on their child running over storyline, I'm sure. And more with Johnny Impact. We can talk about all this here today. The phone number, 844-411-5411. That is, as always, toll-free, 844-411-5411. If you'd like to send us a text message, 425-780-7566. Dave Meltzer will be joining us in the second segment of the show, as always. And then a lot of time for news and your feedback. The Sports Byline, also open here today, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Lots to get into. Mike Sempervivi, I believe, joins us after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I believe Mike Sempervivi will be on at some point here today. I want to go to Daniel in North Carolina first, because this poor guy was on hold for a long time yesterday, and then the show went off the air because I didn't know he was on hold. Daniel, what's going on here today?
Hey Brian. It's, no problems. I had a really random question, though. I watched the show that you actually got to attend live, the Progress Seattle show.
Yes.
And I had a question about the Luchador team. A, are those guys actually wrestling in Mexico? I don't see that their names up on a lot of Mexican results. And has Bandido ever been looked at by the WWE? He just seems like the perfect guy for them. I mean, you know, just a great high flyer and really talented, and that match was amazing.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. I was there, as you noted. It was awesome. Huge fan of Bandido. I've seen Bandido, I don't know, I think three times live in the last 2 months. And I don't know if there's been any WWE interest in him whatsoever. Mostly because I don't know how many people there are actually aware of them. Like, a lot of times, if you work PWG, they're usually like WWE scouts down there at PWG, so they will kind of see some guys there. But I mean, if you're not working somewhere where their scouts are, I mean, you got to make a real name for yourself for them to become aware of you and be interested. Like, obviously, I think they're interested in Pentagon now because he's gotten tons of, I mean, he's been Lucha Underground, All In, he was on Impact, he all over the place. So, you know, guys like that they hear about, they show a lot of interest in, but not necessarily guys that they haven't. So, I don't know. They should have some interest in Bandido. I think that he's better off not going there for a while, but I'm a big fan of his. Ric Flair, Wendy Barlow have committed themselves to one another. TMZ Sports first reported that Flair and longtime fiancé Wendy Barlow had a commitment ceremony on Wednesday at a resort in northern Florida. Video provided showed Flair walking down the aisle in what was said to be a custom suit. Of course it was. Then Dolph Ziggler walking Barlow down the aisle. The Undertaker was also said to be there. Although initial reports said it was a wedding, including TMZ, who first reported it, Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio last night said that it was a commitment ceremony. Flair has been married 4 times in the past. Megan and David Flair were from his last marriage to Leslie Goodman. Reed and Ashley, a.k.a. Charlotte, were from his second marriage to Elizabeth Harrell. His most recent marriage was with Jacqueline Beams, who filed for divorce in 2012. Barlow and Flair became engaged in 2016. Barlow was also briefly in WCW in the early 1990s as part of the Flair for the Gold talk show segments as Fifi the Maid. I believe Flair has said in the past, he will never get married again. So he didn't get married. They had a commitment ceremony. But big congratulations to Ric Flair and Wendy and everybody else. Lots of pictures up on Twitter if you want to head up there and check those out. A couple of other news notes. Raw and SmackDown ratings. Raw held up well against the first week of the NFL. 2.74 million viewers, a drop of only 5% from last week. First hour, 2.82. Second hour, 2.80. Third hour, 2.60. We can talk about this more as the weeks go on. I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but there was a time in the 90s, obviously, where the NFL took a massive bite out of WWE every time the football season started. And the reason for that was there were a lot more casual fans watching WWE. And so when football season started, they took a break from WWE and they watched football. And they have lost so many casual fans that while football does still take a bite out of them, it didn't take much of a bite this year. And we'll see what happens with the season as it rolls on. I know that Impact, for example, I mean, literally, they were never affected by other programming, except if the other programming was WWE. So they were a very, very, very hardcore base. This was back when they were TNA on Thursdays. I mean, very hardcore base of fans. And WWE, obviously, they're doing significantly better now than TNA was doing several years ago. But still, they're down to their really, really hardcore fans. So less of a bite taken out of them for football season. SmackDown down for the third straight week, 2.29 million viewers, 2.229 million viewers. Show finished seventh for the night on cable. Followed the Mayans on FX, down 20% year to year, which brings me to a text message here that I got to bring up. If you go to my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, I've retweeted a couple of things from Stephanie McMahon did an appearance, and she had some funny comments. Let's see if I can find them here as I scroll down. This was about WWE programming. So, this comment she had, it's about doing, not just talking. You have to listen to your audience. Their voice matters. And another comment here, we are successful for one reason only. We listened to our audience. And this person says, thinking of Stephanie's We Listen to Our Audience, do you think they can get away with booking how they do when they get to Fox, or will they finally acquiesce? Acquiesce to what? What everybody wants? Acquiesce to Roman Reigns being a heel and Becky Lynch being a babyface and Braun Strowman being a babyface? The reality is, as long as they have this group of fans who are going to stick with them through anything, no matter how much they complain, they keep watching the show. No, they're not going to change anything. If you're really upset about how things are in WWE, you got to stop watching. If enough people stop watching, presumably they'll make a change. But they haven't lost enough people for them to make this change. Yeah, SmackDown is down 20% year to year. Guess what? They just signed a $2.3 billion deal. So there's no incentive for them to book any differently. And as I've said a million times, Vince doesn't book the way that he books to make you mad. I'm sure sometimes, I know sometimes, they do things for his own amusement. But in general, what he books is what he really does think is best for business. And if he books the way that he thinks is best for business, and you keep giving him your business, even if you don't like it, there's no proof to him that this is not what's best for business. So you must make your voice heard with your pocketbook and your television clicker. And if you don't, they're going to continue doing things the way that they've been doing things. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, I said I'm fighting Dave.
Hey, you're out of here, you idiot. I need to go back and block that number now. I should have known from his voice. All right, you are on the air. What is going on?
Hello, yes?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. It's Tony from Philadelphia. Hey,
what's
Brian,
up?
You're talking about Sid a lot lately and his great promos and segments on Nitro. Well, you're a couple of retro Nitros away from one of my favorite Nitro and Sid moments of all time, and it involves Sid, a parking spot, and the number 22. So get ready for that moment.
Oh, I vaguely remember this.
Oh, you'll see soon enough. You'll see soon enough.
Are we talking this coming Tuesday, or do I have another couple weeks?
I think it's this upcoming Tuesday.
And
if it's not, it's the week after, but it's the end of the Nitro. You'll know what I'm talking about when you see it.
I cannot wait.
That's amazing. I wanted to talk about Andrade Cien Almas today. And
oh, wait, hold on. This is not where Goldberg punches through the window, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It involves a compactor and I forget his name, but he was the parking attendant. And basically, Sid is asking for his car, and he tells him it's in space 22,
oh,
if
God.
You remember that.
I'm sure I'll remember it when I watch it.
it'll come racing back. But I wanted to talk about Andrade Cien Almas and the report that Vince McMahon is very high on him and he's set to give him the Del Rio Royal Rumble WrestleMania push. And I was thinking about that, and honestly, you've said it a million times, but about this time a year ago and a half, he was dead in the water in NXT until Zelina Vega came along. And I really feel like he owes his entire career to her at this point for getting him back on track, because I'm watching him on SmackDown, and he's great. He's having great matches. He's got great personality. And I really think that he would be nowhere without Zelina Vega. I feel like he'd be, you know, like Cassius Ohno right now.
I don't know if he'd be like Cassius Ohno. I think he'd be in Mexico. That's what I actually think would happen.
Yeah, he'd probably be out of the company, but
hey,
let me just want to get your further thoughts.
Well, I'll give you my thoughts because we gotta go to a break here, so I gotta let you go. But Zelina Vega did an interview recently, and she put over Andrade Cien Almas like he'd saved her career. So in her mind, he has brought her to where she is today. But in all of our minds, she's brought him to where he is today. So they've been great for each other, and I hope he gets a big push. Back in a moment with Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined today by Dave Meltzer. Got a lot to talk about. Normally we talk the Observer, but it's not quite done yet, Dave. Is that correct? Later on today?
Yeah, tonight, for sure, yeah.
All right. What do we got in this week's issue?
That's a really good question. I don't know. We'll see.
You don't know. You've been writing it for days.
Yeah, just covering, you know, all the latest news and everything like that. I mean, you know, that's just, there's no... I mean, there's no great, you know, there's stuff on Frank Anderson and Jerry Seltzer and things like that.
Did you put your life story in?
Yeah, we'll see how much that gets in. I mean, possibly. Depends on how much I write about other things. But I wrote a bunch on my flight back, so yeah, we may have some of that. We'll see.
People are going to be so upset if you don't put that in there. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't know that I have the space for it now, but we'll see.
There's no story more important than your life story this week, Dave.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
I think you'll get all that feedback today. You're going to hear the same thing from everybody else if it doesn't go in there.
Nobody else is writing my life story, so.
You got to write it.
Okay.
Dave, you don't want anyone writing your life story now. That'd be bad.
Okay.
All right, let's do some of these. We're going to do mailbag today since there's not a lot of Observer stuff to talk about, since it's not quite done. And we had someone call in, and perhaps you can help him out with his question as well. He says, I just watched Bandido, Flamita, and Rey Horus versus British Strong Style from Progress. I was blown away. Are any of the three luchadors wrestling in Mexico, or are they on the WWE radar?
Flamita, Rey Horus, and Bandido?
And Flamita.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows about these guys, yeah. I mean, I think Bandido will probably end up there. He's not that big, but he's got a good look, and he's got a great physique, and I would think that WWE would want him pretty bad. So he may wind up there, or he may wind up somewhere else. You know, he's got, he's a guy that a lot of people should be looking at. Flamita's a great flyer. He's pretty small, too. And Rey Horus is very good. So, you know, I mean, Rey Horus has been around for years out of Tijuana, and he's been in PWG, and he can do some really outstanding matches for sure. I've been watching him for a long time.
This person wants to know why Bobby Heenan never managed in WCW.
Because he didn't want to manage anymore. The last person he wanted to manage was Ric Flair, and his neck wasn't very good by that point, and he didn't want to be limited as a, you know, and not as good as he used to be, so he asked out of managing in the middle of the Ric Flair run. That's why Kurt Hennig was brought in the role, you know, as Ric Flair's manager, because Bobby just felt he couldn't manage at that level anymore and didn't want to do it.
This person here wants to know about Shawn Michaels potentially wrestling in Saudi Arabia, obviously getting a lot of money to do so. He says, what has been the highest payoff amount for a single match in the history of professional wrestling you're aware of?
Tyson, $3.5 million, for sure.
Did we ever figure out roughly what Brock made for those two matches after WrestleMania? It wouldn't be $3.5 million each, probably, but it would be high.
It was high. It was high. Yeah, it wouldn't be $3.5 million though. But it was you know, probably not far off that. And Rodman, for the Malone match, the Malone tag match, made over $2 million. So those would be the highest. I think that, you know, like Rock and Cena at WrestleMania, I'm sure were well over $1 million, but I don't think it was $2 million.
This person here says, in 2005, WWE filmed an episode of Raw from Tokyo. Is there a story behind this decision, and could you see WWE trying it again since New Japan is growing in popularity and we know how Vince doesn't like growing competition?
Back then, they were more open to filming outside the United States. Now, the only time they film, the you know, they filmed in a lot of different places back then. Right now, the only place, for whatever reason, that they want to film is the UK, because they do the two-week tours, and you have to do, there's no way you can do those tours without two shows. But if you notice, it's always just they'll go for 2 weeks, but they'll only film 1 week. They just feel that they, for a lot of reasons, they just want to film the United States. When they do the Australia tours, they always time them to where there's no tapings. When they do the Japan tours, they time them when there's no tapings. Back then, they didn't do that. They did Mexico tapings years ago as well, and they opted against doing that. So for whatever reason, the feeling, maybe it's just unfamiliar production people or whatever, they don't like doing TV except when necessary outside the U.S. and Canada, and the only time they deem that is the two-week European tour. So there's nothing in the plans for taping in Japan again. They did back then, like I said, they taped in a lot of different places, which now they won't. You know, they taped in Italy, and you know, they just don't do that stuff anymore.
This person here says, how does the Crash compare to Promo Azteca from the 90s?
They're completely different. I mean, there's not a comparison at all. Promo Azteca was done by TV Azteca. The Crash is you know, local promoters in Tijuana who, you know, don't even have television. So it's and TV, you know, Promo Azteca was about, you know, the Crash, you know, has really high quality cards, much higher than Promo Azteca ever had. So there's, yeah, they're just, it's not even, you just can't really compare them. They're apples and oranges.
This person says, who or what organization owns the rights to the Bullet Club name? Have the ownership rights changed?
New Japan. New Japan owns Bullet Club name.
So he wants to know, how can it be used for the Bucks and Cody for the Hot Topic deals? Basically just a split between them and New Japan?
New Japan's part of the deal. That's why you see a lot. That's why this Hot Topic also carries New Japan merchandise. That's one of the reasons that I was able to get the actual legitimate sales figures in the Observer for the Hot Topic stuff, because New Japan, I mean, has to get those figures. So yeah, it's all licensed through New Japan and 1 hour tees.
This person here says, what can Dave tell us about the history of Blue Justice in Japanese wrestling? The New Japan show on the 9th was the 50th anniversary of the character Yuji Nagata main evented to a very loud crowd.
I don't know, really. It's just been the name that Yuji Nagata's used for, you know, he's always worn blue and, you know, Blue Justice t-shirts. I'm not really sure.
This person says, with the success that was All In, does WWE and Triple H see the G1 MSG show as competition and try to stack TakeOver to properly compete against it? That would be a yes.
They do. Jeez, they tried to kill it.
Yes.
Of course they do.
They tried to shut it down.
Yeah.
It will be the biggest TakeOver of all time. Easily.
They'll definitely try to peak to be the biggest TakeOver of all time against it. Not a doubt in my mind.
This person says, Matt from Dallas here, I just watched a video of Kenny Kobashi doing neck lifts with someone standing on his head. I was wondering how intense Japanese neck training is and if it helps prevent injuries much.
There are two schools of thought on that. When I was a kid, all the wrestlers did lots and lots of bridging with the neck, and that's what the Japanese wrestlers still do. But all the wrestlers did that. I mean, American pro wrestlers, amateur wrestlers, everyone, neck bridges. Neck exercise was always considered, football players too, to a degree. Not as much as wrestlers, but still, you know, that was always considered like the foundation and things like that. And later, there were a lot of experts who believed that those exercises themselves were actually far more damaging than preventive. So, like I said, there's two schools of thought on that one.
You know, it is funny. When I was wrestling, there was a neck machine at the gym, and it was basically you sat in it like a chair. And there was a kind of a pad that you could move around your head. So, like, you could bow your neck forward with weight on it and go backwards and go sideways
yeah,
and that
we
sort
used
of thing.
Always have those, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have them anymore, but they had them back then. And I used to use that thing all the time, and I never had a neck problem ever. And I didn't land on my head or anything like that or that sort of thing, but I did Germans and that sort of deal. But I do remember watching, like, these guys doing these crazy bridging exercises and stuff like that, and there was always that part of me that thought, I'm not sure that this is in the best interests of your neck to be doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's definite, you know, different ideas on whether it's good or bad. I just remember everyone did it when I was a kid, and then there came this point where experts said, oh, this stuff is terrible, and then people started stopping doing it. But the Japanese, you know, they have their ways of training, and they're very traditional in a lot of ways, and it takes a lot longer for them to break, you know, from the training that they learned from the original guys and, you know, like the Carl Gotches, who, you know, the foundation of his training was neck training. You know, I mean, if you look, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of thought that the training that the Japanese do is much better for injury prevention than Americans do because of the higher injury rate of Americans not doing as physical a style. So, but who knows? You know, I mean, there's so many debates about the safety and injuries and things like that, and the reality is that most of it is not science. Most of it is just kind of, you know, empirical watching and doing. You know, you do what you do, what you're taught to do, and you do it, and then what the results are, I can look at results and say, you know, like, what's the percentage of injuries, which I've been doing, you know, and again, it is higher in the United States, but there's so many variables between the travel and things like that. So what that really means, I don't know. The only thing I do know is that when people go, oh, these guys got to, you know, it's so horrible for these guys if they go to Japan and and they're going to destroy their bodies and everything. It's like, well, the guys in WWE, for whatever, you know, they destroy their bodies quicker. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, you go look at the injury rate, and I mean, people will always point to Shibata, but that was, you know, Shibata or Hanma, but Hanma was, you know, there's Hanmas, and, you know, Hanma had his thing, Jason Jordan has his thing. Hanma took 20-plus years, Jason Jordan took probably six. You know, Shibata was a fluke, and, you know, it was a fluke thing. You know, he could, if he didn't do that stupid headbutt, Shibata would be on top and in the IWGP picture today. It wasn't like his body was burning out. He just did an absolutely insane move. Kevin Owens could have broke his neck and died doing, you know, that thing that he did. I mean, and just as easily. But,
well, we're out of time. Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. The New Observer is going to be out on the front page tonight, so check that out. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi today. Hopefully all is well in the storm. I'll update everybody on Twitter as soon as I hear. Got a lot to get into. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. You can call the Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. You can send us text messages, 425-780-7566. Try not to sneeze right here. Usually I can mute my channel and let Mike talk, but he's not here today, so now I got to try not sneezing live on the air. Anyway, a couple of things. Kyle this numbskull was called a couple of times demanding to fight Dave Meltzer. Well, aside from calling again and asking the same stupid question, he sent me 12 text messages in a row. Where did Dave Meltzer get his credentials? If he answers, I will never call again. Book a debate. Well, don't worry about it, buddy. You've been banned. You're banned from the show. The game's over. Don't mess around here on this program, everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And also, I got this. Speaking of messing around, I could not even believe my eyes when I saw this the other day. It was announced today by PWG's Twitter account that Marco Stunt will replace Chris Brooks in this weekend's PWG Battle of Los Angeles tournament. Chris Brooks out of the tournament due to an undisclosed injury. Stunt will face Trevor Lee in a first-round match that will take place during Night 2. He gained notoriety last month when he's part of Joey Janela's Lost in New York event that took place during SummerSlam weekend. Despite his small size, he managed to impress against the much larger KTB. Following the match, Stunt was added to the All-In Over Budget Battle Royal, where he eliminated Moose early in the match. He was later eliminated by Bully Ray. Battle of LA, starting with first-round matches September 14th and 15th. Finals taking place on the 16th. All three shows taking place at the Globe Theater in Los Angeles, California. How is Marco Stunt doing this show? Don't they have a curfew? Doesn't he have a curfew? It's past his bedtime. Is there a kids division? Is there a junior division in the PWG Battle of Los Angeles tournament? It's hard to believe. But hey, he's making waves here in this world. Very upset, by the way, that... forget it. He gained notoriety because he was part of Joey Janela's Lost in New York. Gained notoriety because he called me out. That's what happened. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
It's only a matter of time before you and Mr. Marco Stunt are in the ring. Brian, I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, we'll talk. Come on. I can't believe they let him into Ebola. He's going to get killed. He could be, literally could be killed by Trevor Lee.
Brian, I'm telling you, I feel it. I know you're going back up in the mountains. You need to get reshredded and do everything you need to do because it's only a matter of time. I do have a question for you, though, my friend. It's safe to say that WWE has never put out this much content back-to-back-to-back-to-back like this before in a long time, I believe. When does it become an issue for these guys, the wrestlers and the superstars, to be like, hey, all right, listen, like, you know, I don't need to get hurt doing this many shows back-to-back, and, you know, the house shows and all that stuff as well. I kind of just want your thoughts on that.
Hold on a second. So what are you saying here? Like, you think that at some point the wrestlers are going to stand up and say this is too much?
I mean, don't you kind of have to?
Well, here's something you got to think about. They're adding a ton of content, but let's look at the content they're adding. They're adding a women's-only pay-per-view. Not one woman is going to say, I don't want to do this date. They're adding shows, for example, in Saudi Arabia, but they tour all over the world anyway. They're just putting it on the network. They're lengthening the pay-per-views. But what does that have to do with any individual wrestler? They're still wrestling their normal match. It's just basically giving the wrestlers an opportunity to actually get on the shows now because they're doing the combined brand pay-per-views. In order for the wrestlers to just say there's too much content, it would have to be something that's affecting the individual wrestlers, which would be if they said, for example, we're now going to be on the road 6 days a week, okay? If they try to go on the road 6 days a week, then yeah, the wrestlers are probably going to revolt. And maybe they even wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe they just think they're lucky to be able to work seven days a week. The added content is not adding any more of a workload to any of the individual wrestlers. So right now, really nothing has changed. And they're working way fewer dates now than they were, for example, in the 80s, where there legitimately were guys that were working like 200, 250 dates a year.
Granted, but what about guys that aren't on the show and don't have a storyline and they are traveling and doing all this, i.e. Chad Gables, those type of guys, your Ty Dillingers, and they are traveling from town to town. You know, I just kind of was thinking out loud to myself.
Well, I mean, what's a Ty Dillinger going to do? Yeah, thank you very much for the call. What's a Ty Dillinger going to do? Is he going to say, oh man, I'm sick of being taken from city to city and not wrestling. So I'm gonna stage a revolt here. Like, nobody's gonna go along with that. Like, if a Chad Gable or a Ty Dillinger's upset, they can do what Neville did and quit. But they're not doing that. So this increased this deal that we're living through right now with all of this extra content. I mean, it's affecting me and you and Dave, all of you listeners here, the fans. I mean, that's who it's affecting. As a fan, it's impossible to keep up with everything. It's just impossible. You can't watch everything that WWE is putting out. And it's interesting because putting out all of that content, in some ways, is hurting the fandom of everybody who watches. And some of you will disagree with that, but when I was a kid, I could watch all of the WWE programming. I could watch all of it. I looked forward to it. I would watch it again on tape because there was no more programming for another 6 days or whatever. I mean, I really, this is why I can watch back some of this stuff from the 90s. And I can remember some of these promos word for word because I would record the shows. And then, since there wasn't another show on Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Sunday night for your pay-per-views and network specials, I mean, I could just watch the tape again. And I watched tape over and over again. Nowadays, it's like when Raw's over, I'm never watching that Raw again. I don't have time even if I wanted to. I got to watch SmackDown. Then I got to watch NXT. Then I got to watch the Mae Young Classic. Then I got to watch Hell in a Cell. Then I got to watch Raw again. There's just no time to watch things again. So you don't remember everything. It's much harder to remember all of these details because you don't go back and watch the show again. So in some ways, you're less invested in the product because you miss this show, you miss that show. If it's not your job, are you watching every single SmackDown? Are you watching every single Raw all the way through? Are you watching every Mae Young Classic? Are you watching every NXT? No, you're missing some of this stuff. So it is hurting your fandom. But at the same time, as they are hurting the fandom of their hardcore fan base, they're making more money than ever by providing all of this content. So, for the time being, because these fans are still willing to watch, I mean, they're doing great. So, no problems in the short term, but who knows what it'll be like in the long term. I mean, if they keep running off fans with all of this content, the day may come where they can't get a $2.3 billion deal anymore because they don't have enough people watching. So, we'll see what happens down the road, but for the foreseeable future, for the next 3 to 5 years, there's zero problems with WWE. I mean, there may be problems for you as a fan, but for the company itself, zero problems. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
What's up, dude?
What's going on?
So, instead of eventually giving Markle's Punk the rub, I say something that I think you should consider for next year, AJ for King of Trios, AJ, you and Filthy Tom team up with upcoming Scottish star, Hamish.
Hamish. I had not, you know, many people have mentioned King of Trios. Not once did I think about having Hamish as our third man. So me, Filthy, and Hamish.
He hasn't called in a while.
Interesting.
He hasn't called in a while. He's been dedicated. I follow him on Twitter. He's been dedicating himself, learning.
I believe he had his first match, right? Didn't he have his first match?
I think I saw him that he did a battle royal.
It's his first match. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, so he said you can teach him some stuff. He says you're his hero.
Oh, that's very sweet of Hamish. Well, listen, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. And you know what? I'll throw this out there. I want to thank you very much for the call. A lot of people have suggested King of Trios. I've heard nothing from Quackenbush about next year's King of Trios. And obviously nothing's happening for this year's King of Trios, mostly because it's already happened. But if there was going to be a King of Trios next year and I was going to be involved with Filthy Tom, who should be the third man? Feel free to text me and let me know your thoughts. I've had people mention Lance. I've had people mention Vinny. Now people have mentioned Hamish. I mean, who should it be? This person says, come on, bring back Kyle. Good time. No, it wasn't a good time. It's the same stupid question every single day. There was nothing funny about it. There was nothing interesting about it. And it was a stupid question. What do you mean, what are Dave Meltzer's credentials? He's Dave Meltzer. He's been writing The Observer since before Kyle was born. 1971, for crying out loud. So even ask me, Dave's, what are your credentials? Burns says, has Kyle seen Dave's arms? Clearly not. All right. This person, Amish has already emailed. I'm in! We will rule the king of trios. Well, at least we know that Hamish is listening. He has thrown his hat into the ring here, as they say. All right, a couple of other news notes here. Tickets for the final battle show for Ring of Honor are going on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Show takes place at Manhattan's Hammerstein Ballroom, New York City, on December 14th. And at the end of this month, we've got the Death Before Dishonor show. If you're in the Las Vegas area, Okada is going to be on the show. One of the big matches. Okada, Trent Beretta, Ishii, Rocky Romero, and Chucky T will be facing the Young Bucks, Cody, Marty Scurll, and Hangman Page. That is a huge main event. Punishment Martinez defends the television title against Chris Sabin. The Briscoes will be facing the Addiction for the tag team titles. Sumi Sakai versus Tennille Dashwood for the Women of Honor title. Jushin Liger versus Kenny King. And Evil, Sonata, and Kushida will all be in action. That's coming up for the big Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor show at the end of the month, September 28th, at the Orleans Arena, if you happen to be in Las Vegas. Some more text message questions here. This person says the third man in King of Trios should be Vinny or Craig as an homage to Mabel. I don't think so. This person says, remember when Marco Stunt won the WWE Tag Team Championship with Braun Strowman? Hey, I do have to say that one thing I absolutely love about Marco Stunt is now all of the jokes that everybody used to make about me, they're making about Marco Stunt. So I give him a lot of credit for that. This person also says, absolutely true, there's too much content. My casual fan wife and I only watch NXT because it's only 1 hour a week. It's hard to keep up. There's so much stuff. I literally got one text about the Mae Young Classic here today. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got to read this text message here. It's taking over the show now. I have realized you are not afraid of Marco Stunt. You are a bully, Brian. You are trash-talking Mr. Stunt, aggressively attacking his inability to grow. At the same time, you are not willing to give Mr. Stunt a chance to disprove your words or back up your own words. I truly hope someday Marco Stunt finds you and shows you his true size. Shame on you. And I wasn't going to mention this, but since you brought up this stupid text message right here, you sent this stupid text. Through an intermediary, through a third party, I gave Marco Stunt an open invite to call into this show here today. I said he could talk about his PWG, Battle of Los Angeles, appearance this coming weekend. He could talk about whatever he wanted. And do you know who, besides Mike Sempervivi, was not on this show today? Marco Stunt. I answered every single call on that phone, and nobody called in named Marco Stunt. So I gave him his opportunity. He didn't call in. I don't want to hear about myself being a bully or not giving this kid the opportunity. I gave him the opportunity today. And listen, I'll open up the phone lines tomorrow as well. Unscreened open lines. I've offered this to everybody that has something that they, except for Kyle, he's banned. Everybody else, if you want to call in, and this goes for Marco Stunt, I have the phone lines open for you here tomorrow. You can call in. You can promote your PWG and all of your other upcoming events. I'm giving you that opportunity to call into the show tomorrow. We'll see what happens. So anyway, that's it for today, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening here. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Mike Sempervivi, hopefully back tomorrow. I'll give everybody an update on Twitter when I hear what's going on. I presume he slept through the show, as has happened before. But we'll keep everybody updated. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.